Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, January 4th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows outside special interest groups spent about $19 million on mostly negative broadcast advertising and mailings to smear candidates for statewide office and the legislature in the 2010 fall elections. The Democracy Campaign's review found that only about $6 million of the $19 million spent by these 40 special interest groups was raised from sources identified in state and federal reports. The rest of the spending was fueled by secret contributions. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, before we get to specifics and which groups spent the most and what races saw the most interference from these groups, could you hit on some of the major points in the report?
Well, you know, some weeks ago, the Government Accountability Board issued a report showing that outside interest groups had spent about $10 million on activities that aim to influence state elections. And what we found is that that's barely the half of it. What we found is that, in fact, outside interest groups spent about $19 million. The $10 million that was reported to the state and what the Government Accountability Board pointed to. But then there was another $9 million worth of activity that wasn't disclosed. That spending was never reported. And yet when we looked at TV ad invoices, when we looked at IRS filings, when we studied the actual spending that was being done by outside interest groups, we found almost twice as much outside spending as was reported a few weeks ago by the GAB. The other thing that really stands out is that over two-thirds of the money that was spent by these outside groups came from anonymous sources. Only about half of the spending was reported, but only about a third of the money, the sources of the money were disclosed. Most of the spending was done with money that the public cannot see. It came from anonymous sources, and that really shows how deficient our disclosure rules are in Wisconsin.
Were there more groups, different groups, than in past legislative and statewide elections? And who were some of the big players? And what was the type of activity they sponsored? And some of the races they influenced?
Well, the number of groups was higher than in some past elections that we've seen, but it was in line with the number of groups that were active in other past election cycles. So I wouldn't say that the number of groups was necessarily notably different than what we've noticed in the past. But what we are noticing is that a lot of these groups are sometimes being operated by the very same political operatives, but then they're reincarnated under a different name. So we saw a lot of seemingly new groups out there, but a lot of them are really reincarnations of past groups. For example, one of the active spenders out there was the American Federation for Children. Well, that's really just a reincarnation of a group called All Children Matter. So All Children Matter was very active in past election cycles, disappeared from the face of here at this election, and appeared again here as American Federation for Children. So it's not that the number of groups was notably different, it's just that the names of the groups constantly change, and that's part of the game where these outside interest groups are sort of trying to fly below the radar. They're keeping their donors secret to the greatest extent possible. They're even keeping the nature of their activity highly secret, and the names change every election cycle, so it seems like we're dealing with a different cast of characters. You dig a little bit deeper, and what you find is it's the same doggone political operatives who are running these operations.
Okay. Now, this type of activity has gone on in Wisconsin elections to some degree for about 15 years. I think it first started in the 1996 elections.
Yep.
It seems that instead of knowing more about these groups today, we seem to know less than we have in the past. First, tell us whether that's true, and if it is, what needs to be done that hasn't been done in the name of more transparency?
Well, this election cycle was probably the most challenging for try to find the spending that was done, identify the various activity, and it was certainly challenging in terms of trying to find the origins of the money that was used to pay for all this campaigning. Our job has always been challenging. We're always out there trying to look at TV ad invoices and various other kinds of public records. We've operated what we call the hijack hotline, inviting people around the state to send us information about the nature of this activity, and we gather as much evidence as we can, and then we try to make estimates of the cost of that campaigning based on what we know about. This election, it seemed like these phony issue ad groups were being particularly secretive. It was very difficult to find evidence of their TV ads or radio advertisements. Getting a hold of direct mail that they were sending out was very, very challenging. In the past, a lot of this information was being posted on the internet by various news services. In this election cycle, it was really hard to find that evidence, and so I don't have any doubt that there was spending that was done that did fly below the radar and that we couldn't identify. But what we have been able to identify, roughly $19 million worth of activity, is based on very solid evidence. It's what we know about, and so I would say that this game that's been played here, and it really started. We started seeing it in 1996. It has grown more secretive. It is increasingly challenging to try to trace the origins of the money that's being used and who's really paying for all this advertising. And that speaks powerfully to shortcomings in our disclosure laws. What we need to have is a disclosure law along the lines of what Minnesota passed in 2010 that says if you do advertising that's aimed at influencing an election, you not only have to report your spending, you have to disclose who provides you with that money. And that's not happening in Wisconsin. So we need better disclosure rules. And, of course, the Government Accountability Board has tried to put some better disclosure rules in place. But the most important of those rules is being challenged in court and wasn't in effect for the 2010 elections. So we have a major disclosure problem, and the people of Wisconsin ultimately have to say to their elected officials, show us the money. Make sure that we know where the money's coming from that pays for all this advertising that aims to influence how we vote in elections in this state.
Do you have any prospects on whether Congress or the legislature, the Wisconsin legislature or the governor, may consider enhanced disclosure laws regarding these groups before the 2012 elections? I mean, is it a dim prospect? Is it medium? Is it high?
Well, it should be a slam dunk, because we entered into the last legislative session with a majority of the members of both houses on record in favor of better disclosure laws, full disclosure of these phony issue ads, and making sure that all the donors were disclosed. And, of course, the last legislature didn't act, even though a majority of the members were on record in favor of this kind of disclosure. It didn't get done. Well, now the legislature's been taken over by the Republicans, and last legislature, of course, you had Democratic control of the legislature, so there's been a change in the political landscape. But for years, I've had Republican legislators telling me, they don't support limitations on campaign contributions. They don't want public financing of elections. They don't think that there should be any limit on how much money can be spent. But doggone it, everything should be disclosed. They've always said that they're for full disclosure. Well, if they're really for full disclosure, then they ought to close the loopholes that are allowing these outside interest groups to keep the money that they raise and spend to influence elections a secret. The public is being kept utterly in the dark about who is paying for all this campaign advertising we have to endure. And this really should be a Republican issue, because Republicans for years have said that they don't want limits on contributions or spending, but they think that every dollar should be immediately disclosed. And it's time to call them on that. And that's going to be a big challenge for the public in this session, is to call Republicans on their long-stated support for disclosure.
Okay. Well, thanks for your insights, Mike. For more details about these groups, what they did, and how much they spent, please check out the Democracy Campaign's January 4th report on its website. Thanks for listening.